Hey, welcome to Bible study. I'm Gigi. I'm kidding. We've been hanging out here Thursday mornings, but really, truly, this is also being recorded for our Monday night women. So hello to Monday night women. It's being recorded for one Zoom group that we have on Thursday morning. So hi to Carrie's group. And it's being recorded for one Zoom group on Monday night. So hi, Helen's group. And another group that came to me. Hi. I forget who that was. Okay. Gosh, who was that? Joan Cronkite, right? Okay, hi. Anyway, we are transitioning into Luke. We just wrapped up Encountering God. And as we transition into Luke, the first thing I want to do is walk through each of your materials with you one by one. When I'm done with that, I will pass it along to Donna, and she is going to kind of introduce us to this season of Bible study and the book of Luke, and then we'll watch a recap video on Luke itself. So in front of you, go ahead and unwrap your Gospel of Luke, purple book, illuminated journal, and your blank green journal. And I have to tell you, shopping and matching is not my strength, so I actually had to reach out to someone, one of my good friends, you might remember Tracy Stigler, to see if it was okay to put these two colors together. Actually, I was like, what color do I put with purple? She's like, Kelly green, of course, or forest green, I don't know. Okay. I know. And it actually kind of goes with Encountering God, because Kelly knew that purple and green go. Okay, so as you're opening that, we are going to first look at your, I want to talk about this green journal. It is just a blank journal, because I have a feeling that when Donna speaks, or when you are just deep in prayer, that you're going to run out of paper in the illuminated journal. So use this journal here on Thursday mornings, here on Monday nights, or tuck it away with your nine other cute blank journals and use it when you get there. That's what I'm going to do. Okay. Is that just me? Does anybody have blank journals at home waiting, just waiting in the wings? You all are women of the word. I love it. I love it. Okay. Next, we are going to talk about the illuminated scripture journal, which is this purple book of Luke. This is so cool. I'm excited about this because I have a feeling this will not be your last illuminated scripture journal. I have a feeling that when we get to summer, you are going to go online and you're going to find yourself your next book to start the collection. This is the entire book of Luke on the left-hand side of each page and a blank page on the right-hand side. So, a lot of our women were like, can I get our materials early? I was like, you have it. Okay? So you have it. And to be honest, there are some things that are very worthy of writing in your Bible. I write in my Bible. I hope you guys feel like you can write in your Bible. I don't know, maybe I do have a pretty Bible I don't write in. I mean, okay, but I write in this Bible. Okay, but I love the Illuminated Scripture Journal. And I was sharing this with the leaders, and they were like, you have to share this. So I studied chapter one just recently with some of the resources that we have, and I used just a blank journal because I didn't grab one of these for myself yet. And I went through it, and it was rich, and it was awesome, just going through it slowly as we're going to go through it these next few weeks. But then I opened this guy up for chapter two, and I found myself, like, first of all, just writing notes as it was applicable. So if you're looking at this, like, if I came across something at the bottom of this paragraph, then I would just draw an arrow and write over here something that relates to that. I've got notes like, research this later. Interesting. I decided I'm going to put an exclamation point anytime I think something's interesting. I've got a lot of things just extra circled, extra underlined. Go back to this. Research this later. And promise fulfilled. Like, then I've got on this side a question mark with the word, huh? Because I'm like, I don't want to put that in my Bible. That's too permanent. I'm like planning to figure this out. But so this is kind of like a working engagement with the text. And I'm super excited that we all get to do that. And so it also says on the back of these illuminated journals that you could use these to record prayers as you read through God's word. You can copy scripture to help you memorize specific passages. You could, like, use a whole blank page to write down a scripture that really spoke to you in really beautiful handwriting and go back and try to memorize that over time. You can use art journaling. I mean, some people are really, really awesome at that. And so, anyway, enjoy this, really engage with it, write in it, get excited about it. And then, you know, if there's anything that sticks out and you want to write it in your regular Bible, please do. This is the ESV version. There's actually a neat little preface in here that I do recommend you read before you get started about ESV. But anyway, we hope that that is a really helpful, helpful way to, sorry, I'm looking for a paper. Hold on, please. Okay, so illuminated journal. Okay, in front of you, or what the leaders have, is this little note. This note is from Donna and myself introducing the study to you. So if you either aren't here in person or you just kind of blank on what we're supposed to be doing, it is all in here. But basically, the way we're going to do this is if you flip to the next page, you'll see your homework schedule. And each week, we are studying about three chapters on our own before we come back and hear a talk on those three chapters from Donna. Donna's going to be teaching each week. When you are home studying, for example, chapters 1 through 3, you will be using this little half sheet. So leaders, if you haven't passed this out, go ahead and pass this study guide out. This study guide, I can also email it to those of you on Zoom if you haven't gotten it yet. But this study guide is intended to just be slipped into your journal, either one, when you're not using it, and pulled out when you are using it. So this is what we're trying to do with this study guide, is give you examples of questions that can be used with any Bible study that you do, with any book of the Bible that you're studying, any passage of scripture that you're studying. And what we are recommending is that you attempt to pull out one question from each section each time you sit down and study on a daily basis. So you'll get into God's word for 10, 20, 30 minutes, hopefully daily. That's really our prayer, is that you're doing this daily. And you will choose an item from section 1, observe, an item from section 2, interpret, and an item from section 3, apply. And I believe that over time, we're going to kind of get into a rhythm where you're like, oh, I know what I like to do to engage with the text. But if that rhythm gets old, or if you're not really sure, if it's not working, then move into another way to study. So we will look more in depth at this over the weeks as Donna teaches each week and as I open us up a little bit. We'll take some time to look at some of these resources because our heart is really to equip you to study the book of Luke right now with the resources we have in front of us, and then to know how to study other books of the Bible on your own over the summer and into future years. So that's what this is for. So keep that. If you lose that, we have more. And then I think we covered all the resources in front of you. So at this point, I'm going to invite Donna up here to share, and then we will watch a video, because another thing we're doing is just introducing you to other resources that are available to us women as we study God's word. So we will watch an introduction video to Luke by the Bible Project, and then I'll go over a few more little resources available to you online, and then we will give you guys the rest of the morning to eat and chat and talk about all that we've been talking about this morning. So help me welcome Donna Jones to teach this morning. Thank you, Donna.
Good morning. Well, I want to tell you a little bit about the heart behind our Luke Bible study, because I think this is going to make you really excited. So as you know, every year I pray through, Lord, what do you want our women to study? What is it that you want them to do? Now, I want you to know this. You've probably heard me say this before, but it's not as if I just randomly pick Bible studies. Because I believe that in every season, God has something he is wanting to do. And so I very prayerfully consider our women, consider what we've done, consider where we are spiritually as a group. And I'm thinking, okay, Lord, where do you want to take us next? Where's the next deeper place, the next area that you want to take us as your body of Christ here at Crossline Church? So this past summer, I started really getting the sense from the Lord, this whole idea of helping women become what I like to call self-feeders from the word. And I use that word self-feeders. Some of you might have heard that before. But you know, when you have a baby, I love that you are here with a baby. That baby is not a self-feeder. That baby is reliant upon its mom, right? And soon, right now, it's a boy or girl. It's a boy. Right now, he's nursing. You know, he'll get a little bit older. She'll put him in a high chair. She'll start feeding him baby food, but she's still feeding him. But at some point, he will learn to become a self-feeder where, you know, she'll at some point just, you know, I'm hungry, Mom, and she'll be like, there's the refrigerator. Help yourself, right? That's the goal of all Christians. And sometimes we get reliant upon a Bible study, you know, a Kelly Minter study, a Beth Moore study, a, you know, you fill in the blank, whomever study. And it's almost like they're awesome. They're awesome. But in a way, it's a little bit like somebody else taking the Word of God and feeding us. But the goal is that we become self-feeders, and it's like God just going, hey, here's the refrigerator, open the door and get it for yourself. So as I was just thinking, Lord, I feel like that is where you want us to go. The interesting thing is I didn't know how to get there. And so I'm researching Bible studies, I'm online, I'm going to whatever Christian bookstores are still left open at this point. And I'm looking at Bible studies. I'm sitting on the floor. I'm opening them up. And I'm like, no, that's not working. And it was like, Lord, how come you're not showing me what we're supposed to do? And then I was in Gigi's office. And she goes, hey, I got these really cool illuminated Bibles, this journal. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. This is it, because it's nothing but the Bible and blank pages. And what we're going to do as your leadership team is this right here is your menu, and you get to pick how to feed yourself from the Word. So as Gigi said, there's observation, interpretation, application. So here's how it's going to go. And I want to acknowledge two things. Number one, you might be thinking, oh, okay, this is weird. This is hard. I don't know. Okay, let me just say this to you. You didn't come to Bible study to actually stay the same, did you? Like, did you? Yeah, I hope you didn't, because neither did I. You come to Bible study because you want to learn and you want to grow. Okay, number two, how many of you have ever said in the summer when we're not doing quote unquote Bible study, like, okay, I don't know what happens, but the summer comes and I just haven't even opened my Bible from May to September. You don't even have to raise your hand. You might want to raise a finger. Okay, you guys, if I had a dime for every woman I've ever heard say that, I could go to Nordstrom and buy a really cute pair of shoes. So it's a really common thing, is that we sometimes rely upon these Bible studies to help us be in the Bible. But I realized something. I don't say this in a prideful way. I say this in a very humble way, is that I don't have that problem. I mean, I stay in the Bible, whether we're doing a Bible study or not. And here's why. It's not because I'm so great. I realize it's because when I was a younger Christian, somebody took the time with me to show me how to do it. I wouldn't know how to do it if somebody just didn't put their arm around me and say, hey, Donna, this is how you get stuff from the Word of God just all by yourself. And I realize that so many of us have not ever had someone just come alongside us, put their arm around us and go, this is how you do it. So that's what this Bible study is. And I felt really compelled that as we were choosing which book of the Bible to study, is that we go back to Jesus. I just was like, back to Jesus. It's all about Jesus. And so we are studying the Gospel of Luke because it's all about Jesus. And as we've already mentioned, what you're going to do is, and this is not in any of your notes, so I want you to take note of this. I mean, it's in your letter, but it's not on this. The very first thing you're going to do is you are going to pray, right? Pray. And all you're going to say is, Lord, show me what you want me to know today. You're here with me right now. You speak. That's all you're going to pray. Then you're going to open your Bible. You're going to read about a half a chapter. You're going to pause. You're going to take this sheet, and then you're going to look at the questions, observation, and you're going to pick at least one of these observation questions, and you're going to go back to that half a chapter that took you 2 nanoseconds to read, probably, and you're going to leisurely answer that question, and you're going to write it down. You're going to write it down either in this journal, or if you keep writing a lot, that's why we provided the green journal. Then, after you do that, you're gonna answer at least one question on the interpret section. And you're going to write it down, again, in this or in the green journal. And then finally, the application. So we observe, and then we ask deeper questions to interpret, and then we always go to the application because that's, Lord, what are you trying to tell me? What do you want me to know about this in terms of what I should do with all of this information? Now, I do want to highlight just a couple of things that might be helpful. In number two, under interpret, the second bullet point, number two, identify and evaluate the therefores, so that's, or that, for this reason, because in my Bible, if you listen to my podcast on this, you'll know this, but I circle those words. I always do. I always circle them because they answer the question, why? And I'm a big why girl. I like to know, well, why is that in there? Or why does that, what's the big deal about that? I just like that. So those connective words, they answer the question, why? Let me give you an example, and we're going to start right now. So I want you to open up your blue book, Luke chapter 1. I'm purple. Blue. Good. Oh, goodness. Gigi's deodorant's not working. My brain isn't working. All right, Luke chapter 1, dedication to Theophilus. Inasmuch as many have undertaken to compile a narrative of the things that have been acknowledged among us, just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word have delivered them to us. It seemed good to me also, having followed all things closely for some time past, to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, that, there's that word that, or so that, so I would circle that. I'm like, it's going to tell me why. So that, like, why did he do all this stuff? Why did he write this orderly account for Theophilus? Why did he do that? So that you may have certainty concerning the things you have been taught. That right there is the purpose of the book of Luke. So that every person who reads this would know this is based on carefully examined eyewitnesses' account. It's written in an orderly narrative. And it says so that you would have certainty concerning the things you have been taught. How many of you would like to have certainty about your faith in this crazy cultural world? Okay, that's why Luke wrote his book. So do you see how all of a sudden just doing these, asking these simple questions, it illuminates God's word in a fresh new way. And I just want to say this in closing. I don't know what this world holds. This is something I felt like the Lord just was speaking to me. I don't know what this world holds. This is a crazy world. And we've seen that in the last 2 years. You know, 3 years ago, we could have never realized what was going to happen in 2020. Here we are in 2022, and we don't know what the future holds. We're here in this unbelievable, beautiful facility with all of these sisters in Christ, and we have these resources to study God's word. But you guys, what if things change? What if we're just by ourselves? What if only it's just us and all we have is the Word of God? Are we going to say, oh, I can't do Bible study because I don't have my Kelly Mentor Bible study? No, we are not. No, we are not. I feel like I am responsible for your spiritual health and well-being. And I am not I'm not going to lead women who do not know how to be self-feeders of the word, because I don't know what this world holds, and I don't know how long we'll be in each other's lives. But I want to be able to say that the women that sat under my leadership, no matter where God took them, because they were under our leadership, were able to get with the word of God, just them and God's word and the Holy Spirit, and God could speak to them. And that's why we're doing what we're doing. So let me pray. Holy Spirit, you are here among us. You are the author of this word. God, thank you that we now have the opportunity. Yes, it may be scary. Yes, it may be different. Yes, we may feel like we don't exactly know what we're doing every day, but that is okay, because we're just going to take baby steps and learning how to just glean from your word, God. And we just ask that you would feed us. God, I'm reminded of a scripture in the Psalms that says, open wide your mouth and I will fill it. So God, that's my prayer, is that each one of us would just every day when we come to your word, we'd open up our mouth and you'd fill it with the truth of your word. And I pray this, Jesus, expectantly in your name. Amen.
Thank you so much, Donna. Ladies, we are going to watch an introduction video right now. I just want to let you know this does move quickly. It's about a 7-minute video. If you want to watch it again, it is on YouTube. So you can right now just watch and then go back later, watch again, take notes. But for now, just watch and let it all sink in. And then just the other note, I just want to respond to some of what you said real quick. When we come here, this is for us first, but know in your mind that one day you will be passing this along to another woman. Donna, you talked about how you want to make sure that someone walked alongside you, and you and our table leaders and me and one another, we're going to be walking side along each other right now. But there will come a day when you're going to have to teach this to someone else. So pay attention for yourself, but also as if you're going to teach someone else. And let's get started with the Bible Project on Luke. Okay, how cool is that? Have you guys seen that before? Like I said, it's on YouTube. I want to encourage you to maybe go back and watch it later this week, but then also after you're done with chapter 9, go back and watch it again, because you'll be able to put it together after having taken your time reading through it for 3 weeks or so. Okay, take out your green journals. I just want you to jot down a couple more things, and then we will move into a time of fellowship and discussion and food for the rest of the morning. We want to make sure you're equipped. We've sufficiently overwhelmed you with resources and things and papers, but I want you to just jot down in your green journal a couple resources that you may want to jump back to throughout our next 8 weeks together. So first of all, write down our website, crosslinechurch.com/heartline, because if you miss a Thursday and you need to go back and watch the video, if you miss a Monday or online, and if you're trying to watch it on your own, this video that's recorded Thursday will be posted Friday, and you can watch it at our women's website. So once you're there, there's going to be a button you can press called Women's Video Library, and that is where you will find Donna's teachings recorded each week. That's intended to equip you. As you read on your own, you're going to come back and hear some teaching on some of these pieces, and so make sure you listen to that teaching, watch that teaching, come here on Thursday mornings and Monday nights to receive that teaching. Monday nights and Zoom groups will be playing it in the midst of your time together. Okay, also, you may find that you don't need this yet, but I just want to throw out there that a study Bible is often really helpful. If you don't have a study Bible and you're just working with a Bible that doesn't have any study notes or application notes, maybe that's the next Bible for the future. Okay, some other resources you may want to know about specifically online. Obviously, everyone's aware of the Bible app on your phone from YouVersion. There's lots of ways to search in there. But for things like commentary, we would suggest Bible Gateway or BibleRef is another one, .com. These are all BibleGateway.com, BibleRef.com. There's the Blue Letter Bible, which it can be an app, and that's free. Lots of ways to look at
at words, do a word study, find some commentary on there. BibleHub.com and a Bible Hub app is another one, and that's got an interlinear Bible on it where you can actually click an individual word and look at its original Greek, its original Hebrew, and do a word study there. And then lastly, yeah, don't forget the how-to pages from Encountering God, and don't forget your study guide. Repeat the website, BibleHub.com/heartline. That's our women's page, and on there, there's a quick link on the top that's called Women's Video Library. Yeah. Blue Letter Bible? No. Bible Ref, R-E-F. Bible Ref. Mm-hmm. If you have commentaries, if you have a Bible dictionary, those are all great resources to pull into this time. And then come prepared to discuss with your table what your week looked like. You know, hey, I was able to get in 20, 30 minutes a day, or gosh, I'm really having trouble finding the time. Or man, when I was in there, I rabbit holed and I was back in Exodus and Leviticus. Like, it was gnarly. Just come back prepared to talk about this, prepared to share about it, because that's going to encourage a sister of yours, or you might be encouraged if you're like, I am stuck and I hate this. Tell your friends and they'll be like, no, you love this and here's why. So anyway, can y'all see why I was so excited today? This is going to be a lot of fun. We're going on a journey together and I'm really excited. I believe God has gone before us. I really am just excited to see us grow together. I'm on this journey personally. Someone was saying today, like, oh gosh, we can't believe all these new things you do. I'm like, this is just what God's doing in my life. And I'm like, Donna, will you help me like make it so everyone experiences this too? And so it's just, we're excited to go in this direction together. And we will go back to some of these other Bible studies. These Bible study guides we've been doing from Kelly Minter, and like, they are so good, but there are seasons, I think, that we really got to make sure we got this down pat. So that's what this is for. Okay, ladies, I'm going to pray over our breakfast because it's been sitting there like taunting us for a while now. If you put something in the oven or the refrigerator, after I pray, you can go back and get that. And in about 5 minutes, I will walk around and individually dismiss a table to go and get their food. But during this 5 minutes or so, just chat about this. Chat about if you're excited about it, if you guys have questions, if you missed a website or something, and just enjoy this time to reflect on the morning we've had, and then we'll eat together. So let me pray. Heavenly Father, God, thank you so much for this morning. And I specifically want to thank you for your provision this morning, God, the provision of your word, the provision of your spirit, God, the provision of this food that we're about to enjoy. Thank you for the hands that made it. Thank you for the hands that prepared this space so we could enjoy this special brunch together this morning. And Lord, I just pray that you would go before us in this study, God, that that we would be prepared to feast on your word the way we're about to feast on those Kelly Minter recipes, Lord. So thank you. We love you, Jesus. We praise you. And we are just so excited to keep walking with you daily. In your name we pray. Amen.